HKX. Monitoring.
For CEF.
KO4 HKX. So, but it's still broadcasting over there, but I don't know what happened. Could you hear me at all?
After I quit talking and unkeyed, I just could hear barely audible noise coming across. I knew there were words, but I couldn't make out anything.
Yeah, I could see on my scope, and that was the only reason I knew you were keying up.
Well, who knows? Maybe it's on. Maybe it's got some kind of solar power, and we just killed it. I don't know.
But, like, now this repeater is much cleaner than it was doing the net for me.
From time to time. I don't know what it is. Just, I don't know if it's atmospheric conditions or what. Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, this one is crystal clear with you right now.
It'll be like this, and then some days you get on, and it's just, you know, it's hard. You can hear the noise in the background and stuff.
I don't know. That's above my pay grade for now, I guess. But it'd be nice to find out more information about the Aries and stuff in my area, but like I said, I can't find anything. And everything I do find is 2011 or older.
It's really hard. I've struggled the same way trying to find anything out, and I really don't know. It's just been tough. And you notice the Roger beat's gone on this repeater now?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Turn it back off. But, yeah, I mean, I contacted a couple people after getting my Skywarn or spotter, and it was a little tough to get the information.
I go to the website, you'd think their information would be current. They still have the 147.135 listed, and that's not even a current repeater.
If anybody's, whoever was keeping it up, maybe just either quit or retired or passed away or something, and nobody finally took it up.
I don't. Makes it disheartening when you can't find out that information, though, and nobody wants to give it to you.
I agree, and you know, really, I mean, since I got my license, you got yours with COVID and everything else. It's really been hard to get the information that you want or need.
Go to the club meetings, and then like Andy was saying. You know, you can't go to the ham fest, so the clubs are dying because they're not making any money off that stuff. So everybody's selling their stuff on Facebook Marketplace for what you can buy a new one for.
Hopefully things will turn around before long. Maybe we'll be done with this eventually before everything just gets too far gone.
I would like to think so, but who knows.
I don't see very any more ham fest coming up. Maybe it'll be once it gets a little warmer. I don't know. I haven't seen anything lately.
Well, if you find something, let me know. Something close by, maybe we'll get together and ride down to one or something.
I'd like to go. I hate I missed the Shelby one this last year. I don't know how good it was, but I definitely want to go to some more of them.
The Shelby Ham Fest, and I had a good time, but I had nothing to compare it to. That's the first one I'd ever been to.
Big ones. I mean, the Shelby one's supposed to be really nice, and then there's some other ones that, you know, in some of these other towns that are really huge, but yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind doing some more of them.
We can actually meet face-to-face since we've been talking to each other on the radio for over a year now.
Sad. We need to figure out another meal. You know, everybody got together that one time, and then we ain't been able to do it since.
And now the group don't even talk.
Mike on the radio, I think it was earlier this week or last week, finally talked to him for a little bit. But, you know, they're going in. Him and Tim are going in so early. And now Ken's finally back to work, so maybe get to talk to him on the radio in the morning. So we'll see.
Have to go back to work yet? I knew he hadn't. Go to the doctor Tuesday and had to wait 5 days after his negative test before they'd let him come back.
A few minutes Friday before I walked into the plant. I think him and Daniel were on, so we were chit-chatting for a little bit before I went in. So he was definitely back. I don't know how well his day went, but yeah, he was back at work.
He told me they only had two guys in the parts department, so they were probably ready for him to come back to work no matter what.
Yeah.
Wednesday you talked to Mike, because I heard y'all talking as I was loading stuff in the vehicle to head out. And by the time I got it loaded and got in the vehicle, y'all were done, parted ways.
Now, I got to be in the plant. I try to be walking in by 5:45, but I may start, you know, slack up on that a little bit a few days a week, just not Tuesday and Thursday.
5:45 is when I'm trying to get in the vehicle to get pulled out.
Our meeting's now Tuesday and Thursday's at 6, so I got to be in and ready for the meeting, so I got to have my information together. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's not till 6:30, so I can start slacking up as I learn more about my area, you know.
And then Ken, he gets in the vehicle about 5:30, so he's got a few minutes. By the time I'm getting to the truck is when he's, or getting to the black hole, that's when he's got to get off to go into work.
I know Ken dual monitors the Tryon, but I don't normally keep mine there most of the time. Do you dual monitor that frequency as well, or do you have to flip to it when you go to it? KO4CN.
KO4HGX. I have to flip to it because I got my other VFO running APRS.
And usually my second VFO is on either APRS or now I've got it on GMRS on the way home, listening to channel 19.
I'll have to keep that in mind because I have the one in the tool truck opened up to one where I can monitor GMRS also.
Well, here, because I can tell you the range that I'm getting right now from my house to my truck is right around 10 miles. It's not a ton, but, you know, there's some hills and stuff in between, but it's definitely a stretch on Simplex.
You're over that way. Have you been to my GMRS website?
The one that I have successfully hit so far is the one listed as Crowder's on Crowder's Mountain. The other ones, I've had a hard time. Maybe there's one in Hendersonville I was able to hit, but like from my house, I cannot hit the one in Spartanburg, and I want to say I had a hard time hitting the one that's supposed to be around Caesar's Head-ish area.
I am. I ain't hit none of them.
Yeah, I mean, that Crowder's Mountain, if I'm coming from work up 85, it's hard to pick up till you start getting around 85, 26, and then it starts coming in a lot clearer. From home, I can hear it just fine, like I'm, you know, like it's in the room, but in the truck, it's not as easy.
You think about it. GMRS repeaters aren't what we're on now, and you got an individual that's running it instead of a club, so if he's going to put it up somewhere, he's got to incur all that cost by himself.
This, I think, holds it back.
Into one of those Aretivus GMRS repeaters, you can get one for about $300-$400. But it's 10 watts, so it's not going to do a whole lot of good in my area at all.
You know, still at the end of the day, elevation's king. I mean, you get your antenna up higher, you can get the height, and still going to be where you're at. And that's realistically like why my one at the house. I mean, it's high enough where I can hit things like this repeater and whatnot, but Simplex, it's still, you know, a limited range, and 70 centimeters, and it's above that frequency, so still not great.
Now, hopefully when I get moved to my property I've walked to the top of the ridge over there, and I do have a better line of sight of the other repeater and this one, because I'm more in line with them then.
Got residents on that property, or is that just going to be property that you've got just for other things?
I plan on taking up residence out there.
Nice area. I'd love to find a nice
lot of land.
North Carolina, Western South Carolina, kind of that area, but, I mean, it's hard to find.
Actually, for a reasonable price, if I see or hear of any, I'll let you know.
There's a lot of golf course and those type of communities up in those areas, too, and that kind of ties up some of the land you might find as well. I did find one piece of land that was near, Table Rock. It wasn't far from there, but it was right near one of the trailheads for the Palmetto Trail. And it was actually priced pretty good, but I don't know. It wouldn't be good for, it didn't look like it had a good way into the property, so I don't know if it was locked or not or what, but that might be why it was priced so good.
Then you get all the people on the trailhead coming over onto your property, too, because they won't stay where they're supposed to be.
But I did think I could throw up, like, a little stand and sell some stuff to them, you know. See how that goes. Prepared.
Quite a few of them.
Not so far today.
Last time I looked out, when I took the dog out at 10 o'clock, there wasn't anything yet.
Yeah, it's just slowly easing in.
Yeah, that's the problem, is it's slowly easing in, and it's going to stall when it hits them mountains.
It's coming from the way it's coming up. You know, the mountains won't stop it, and it's just so slow moving. If this cold air stays in place, we'll probably get some good snow up this way.
I've heard anywhere from 11 to 24 inches here where I'm at, so I have no idea what to expect.
Crazy. We're kind of on the dividing line where we might get, you know, just a couple inches, and then we might get 8 to 12 inches. We don't even know at this point. You know, nobody knows, but I keep watching the temperature, and it's closing in. Right now it's almost 37 degrees, but the wind chill's like 34, so if it comes, we're getting toward a temperature that's going to give us some snow.
8 to 12 inches down there, and y'all be shut down for a week or better.
If it don't warm up and get rid of it.
I was looking here, I think the high any of this week's in the low to mid-40s, and they're calling for snow later in the week already. So, I mean, I won't get rid of it for a couple of weeks up here.
Gonna be fun trying to get to your truck every morning.
Many a time, so I'm not too worried about it. Yeah, the high is Wednesday of 47. That's the warmest it's supposed to be up here all week. And then it drops back down into the 30s.
Hey, it'll probably freeze over at night.
Out on the roads, it'll melt during the day and freeze back at night. But here where I'm at, on the north side of this mountain, you ain't getting enough sun to even melt it. Here it's snowing, and I had snow into March in the yard.
Man, that's a long time.
It gives me a hard time about the vehicles I drive. There's a reason why I have what I have.
Saying that.
And everybody calls me when they get where they can't go anywhere.
They prepared, but, you know, then when they realize they need something, that's whenever they don't have it.
Crown checked on all of them today, and they all said, oh, no, we're good. But I guarantee you tomorrow they'll be calling, hey, can you go get this for me?
Good chance of that. We're hoping if it gets too bad, my mother-in-law, she's worried. I don't know. She won't even leave the house, but can't make her leave.
Better off she doesn't, though.
Come hang out with us just in case it got bad, but she wanted to stay at her house. Push comes to shove, that's what I got the truck for if anything comes up.
For HKX Friday. Yeah, that's why I got mine. And then I got the excursion. I put it at the bottom of the hill where I live. And then I got my big truck sitting up here ready to go. And I got my side-by-side with the snowplow on it. So I'm good to go for a little while.
Like it. KO4CE.
That year that I told you I had snow for three 3 months. I was the last one going up and down the hill to the house. The bottom fell out of the road. I mean, just gravel road, freezing and thawing. There was ruts in there 2 foot deep trying to get up the hill. And so nobody else was coming up that hill but me. There. Definitely an interesting winter. My wife parked at the bottom of the hill for that entire time, and then I'd have to take them out when I left and then have to come in when I did and leave her car parked at the bottom of the hill.
Well, Patrick, I'm going to get on off here and let the boys. They're wanting to run around the house and play, so I keep talking on the radio. I got to keep threatening them that I'm going to wear them out. So I'm going to get on off here. Been good talking to you this evening, and hopefully we'll talk some more this weekend before it all gets going. You have a good one. It's KO4CES, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, good talking to you this afternoon. I've enjoyed it. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Let them boys run. They need to get rid of that energy so they can go to bed.
KO4CES, and I'll be clear.